Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and truckers, and everyone else that doesn't fall into the other categories. This is Hot in Orbital Live, and I'm Dick Chafing. I'm back again. And we have a full house of news and presenters here in the studio tonight, complete with a bumper edition of the Galnet News Digest. We don't know what Commander Weatherspoon's been eating, but if that's it after he's digested it, we'd hate to be the plumber in Cubicle 3.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and we have our regular guests in the studio tonight, the delightful couple of Lou and Norma Snockers. Being this particular time of year when the pair of Snockers are in full unfettered holiday mode, there are pina coladas everywhere, donkeys with straw hats on every surface, and the copious amounts of flesh on display appear to have become mildly radioactive.
So, with that mental image, we'd better get on with the headlines.
Imposter appears on hot coal roster as Flossie goes into hiding.
Destiny done as Double Dong comes.
Sudden swelling in George's pants as Commander Kinrain drops his load.
Alvin advertises for a new chauffeur after Toast Rack gaff.
As Atrus takes his eagle eye off the ball, humanity loses a few wickets.
Legal Eagles descend on Hutton as Mug Spat erupts.
Hot news from the hot pit as the BGS gets all sweaty.
And a week after Boom, we find out what all the other pilots will be doing this week.
Progenitor Burl Weber Lael's counterpart in Colonial Space has reluctantly issued a kill-on-site warrant on one Commander Helen Lister this week for her crimes as the mistress of the criminal wing of the aptly named Brian's Thugs. Hutton's boffins have been poring over the records to see if they can find any mention of this notorious criminal, but all they have been able to determine so far is that she is to be feared far and wide. Her reign of terror began at the beginning of the second bubble, known to most as Colonia, and her modus operandi concludes toasting victims in nearby star coronas, jamming their ships in reverse, and interdicting them out before stealing all of their fuel. An elite combat pilot, Lister is to be avoided at all costs if you're in the Colonia area. As luck would have it, that's also the registered name listed against our very own Flossie, who denies being involved in any way in any crime sprees, her naughtiest acts in this life being limited to reading out lines from Docker scripts in front of a live audience. We'd like to take this opportunity to reassure all pilots that if they're interdicted by the notorious Helen Lister, it's not Flossie. Just one of the billions upon billions of other pilots out there. Just one that shares a name with her. No resemblance at all. Definitely no hamsters, no gin fixation, and no stories about that one time she was a tail gunner in a World War II Lancaster. A sort of negafloss.
The Doncum Green Party, formed from a splinter group of commanders from early Hutton days, has hailed its success in a second system this week. They've penetrated the system defences at Kaima and brought the joy of the Doncum Green Paste to the aptly named Arty Yuck Inn station. We contacted Doncum's ambassador for further information on their ambitions.
We're open for a threesome in the near future, and eyeing up any systems nearby with suitably suggestive names. The Haghole might be a bit far-fetched for us, but we'd love to spread a little Doncum love there.
He was promptly arrested for offending public morals and wearing a mankini in public.
With concerns over data drops having a lowered influence effect, let's try that one again. I'm pretty sure I was told there were no tongue twisters in tonight's performance. But with concerns over data drops having a lowered influence effect at the moment, pilots have taken a little more casual approach to dropping their load. preferring to leave it wherever they first dock for fear of pirates liberating them from their lorry loads of long-range scans. Commander Kinrain, regular visitor to Hutton Space, is one such pilot. On returning with over 80 million credits in data, he made for the hub of industry that is Zamka in George's pants, and unloaded the lot into the pants. The resulting swelling, with the rest of Hutton Space wallowing in the mid-ranges, brought a tear to the eye of the Major General, and more than a little bit embarrassing tittering amongst the custodian team. Ships have been dispatched to bring the swelling back under control before things all go off in the pants, and we end up progressing from an awkward swelling to a fully fledged expansion. This is a reminder for any Hutton pilots inbound to the bubble: keep the pants under control, and whatever you do, stay away from the naughty step.
Our glorious and ever so fluffy leader has this week started advertising for a new head of canine transportation and biscuit treat distribution, after his previous aide-de-camp, One Commander Snoz, ended up in the nearest penal unit after his fifth toast rack speeding incident in 5 months. In a hurry to do his master's bidding, Commander Snoz slotted his dolphin into the rack at twice the accepted speed, careening off into an outgoing asp and ricocheting into an enormous python that was also trying to make a dignified entry. Police immediately impounded his dolphin and are investigating whether diplomatic immunity is actually valid in the year 3304. In the meantime, Alvin has hired him a good lawyer and told him to plead insanity.
With Commander Atrus 5060 on an experimental voyage to follow the Thargoids into Witchbase, this week we have Out Thargoid Thursday update. We have our Thurg... This week, we have our Thargoid Thursday update from Commander Star Beaver. This communication to Overseer Gluttony Fang, the arch nemesis of the Thargoids, was intercepted by the Hutton Orbital Listening Post earlier today. From Star Beaver to Overseer Gluttony Fang. Subject: Eagle Eye Report, Week 21, the 26th of July, 3304. Unfortunately, this week, both Praeus Terminal, Dijan System, and Zudov Hub, RMK-6 System, were both attacked. Rescue operations have begun in both systems as of 4:30 VST, Varati Standard Time. Eagle Eye has revealed to us this week that the Thargoids are interested in a few systems. The targeted stations should be given priority. Those are Plucker Enterprise, the Danhope system, 199 light seconds from the star, and Lance Steiner Orbital in the Box system, 931 light seconds. The Aegis megaships are currently in Triton, 223 light seconds from Starfall, and Gree, 6 light seconds from Starfall. From Commander Starbeaver, XOXO. Truckers who wish to profit from the situation can truck basic medicines. These are currently going for about 5k per ton at the rescue ships, and at Zudov Hub can be sold for almost 10k per ton. The Vanguard can be found in Triton, and the Acropolis can be found in Gree, and only 6 light seconds from arrival. You can find massacre missions at both up until next Tuesday. Turning in combat bonds little and often is the most effective way to prevent station attacks.
A slime of lawyers, that is the collective noun, isn't it, arrived at Hutton today after a series of rather obtuse and vexatious... I'm going to start again. A slime of lawyers, which is the collective noun, it really is, arrived at Hutton today after a series of rather obtuse and vexatious legal claims landed at the Orbital, requesting an immediate cease and desist on the sale of the item henceforth and hitherto referred to as the mug. The objecting party, forthwith known as Brubin Holdings, appears to have obtained the intellectual property rights to a number of items from the early career of the Master of Barnard Star Dockers, and we understand, without his active consent, are attempting to enforce ownership of the mug. It claims that early on in 3301, Mr. Brubin invented the mug, and furthermore became known for his trademark, but not trademarked, throwing of the mug at his team on a regular basis, and as such should receive royalties from each and every mug sold in the galaxy. Hutton's lawyers are preparing a firm case to rebut the trolling from this shell company, finding evidence of mugs from as far afield as the ancient ruins in Egypt, Guardian sites, and even aboard generation ships that far predate the creation of the Barnard Star Dockers. There are even rumours that mugs are to be found on the long-lost bio-tapestry. In a second communique, the holding firm have offered to cease all galactic legal proceedings should the Hutton mug, over which it claims ownership, be renamed as a scrap metal cylindrical liquid container with handle. Either that or pay them a 40% share of the profits from all mugs sold to date. Hutton's lead economist promptly investigated and, by her calculations, determined that the losses made on Hutton mugs amount to several billion credits, and as such has sent them a very large check with a minus number on it, which could easily be interpreted as a huge invoice. Be reassured, Hutton mugs are the original invention of the mysterious Mugsy, an urban artist, part-time welder and ship salvage technician. No one knows his true identity, but we have it on reliable authority from his agent that he hasn't ever been to Barnard Star.
It's election time. The people of Wolf 359 are being asked to choose, and we're asking them to not choose Alvin. Although this may come as a shock, this is part of Operation Wolf, a long-term plan to make the system more stable and get rid of those pesky lockdowns. Because what good is a system to a trucker if the markets are closed? So, please steer clear of Wolf 359, and if you happen to find yourself there, because apparently misjumps happen in this version, not just the original Elite, I'm looking at you, Antares Fusion, please only take missions for Union of Wolf 359 Labour. As always, election means that no pew-pew actions count, so missions, passengers and trade are what's needed, except in Wolf 359. Please focus on Luton instead, where we're currently in second place. Then LP532-81, where we've been dropping steadily. Then Epsilon Indy and Ross 671, where we're a bit too close to the nearest faction for comfort. Elsewhere, please look at the influence levels and push our systems that are currently below 40% up towards the 50% mark, unless that system is Wolf 359. Finally, don't do any work in Wolf 359. Over in Colonia, it's fairly straightforward. It's boom time, so get trucking, like the trucking filthy truckers you are, and get rich. Missions, passengers and bounties are also going to help. Just keep an eye on the numbers and try and stay in that 40 to 60% zone. As always, if you have any data in Colonia, please check with Hampy, as Mindwife nipped out to the pub for a pint and hasn't made it back yet. And in the bubble, ask Graham NK, Overlight or Deadmeat GF. Please don't do what Commander Kinrain did and just dump it where you feel like it. Normal, my dear, what do you have for us?
Thanks, Lou dearest. This week we have a mining CG to assist the Alliance to build an Ocellus starport between the core systems and the California Nebula, and an accompanying bounty hunting CG to protect pilots delivering materials, ensuring that they can do so safely. I also have a full list of mug winners from the recent CG, where all the top 10 commanders were filled by Hutton truckers in the boom team.